You could say it's a once-in-a-generation reform. In fact, it's several generations.
Prime Minister Turnbull announced today a drastic change in taxation policy.
This is a real opportunity to make the Federation work. It will reduce an enormous amount of duplication.
The federal government would lower the amount of income tax they take, thereby allowing the states to levy the rest and use the money to fund projects, specifically health and education. I ask Lisa Gregg, business manager at Taxpayers Australia, what such a change would mean to the taxpayer.
Well, I think that what we're looking at there is potentially a tax on richer or high net wealth individuals, but also is it going to be the same tax rate across every single state of Australia? Or are we going to have some sort of tax arbitrage happening between, you know, a Tasmanian person or a Queensland person? My understanding at this stage is that we're talking about individual income tax and not company tax.
You get the idea that's just somewhat of a thought bubble.
That's exactly how I'm feeling with the current tax leakage. It's thought bubbles that are coming out of the Turnbull government, doing a bit of nudge economics and behavioural economics from the unit that Prime Minister Turnbull set up back last year. And I think that they're just testing ideas out there to see if they gain any traction.
Putting the income tax rate in the hands of the states, would this become even more of a political grenade than it currently is?
I think it will definitely be this. And what us at taxpayers consider is that I think it's coming down to the lack of a Federation white paper that was promised. And I think what we're really talking about is disseminating the wealth collected by the federal government to the states. Now, whether that's by increasing a Medicare surcharge to pay for health, or whether it's the states themselves increasing stamp duty, or a redistribution of the GST or anything like that, it's still a matter of, are we actually double-dipping too much where we've got health expenditure requirements? I think it's quite timely that this has come out when everyone's looking to pay their health insurance.
Do you think this holds the potential of creating double income taxation?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're talking about. And that's a worry from us as taxpayers as well, because fundamentally, you shouldn't be double taxed, especially double income taxed. If you think about the way that our income tax works, if you say you pay tax overseas, you can then claim that as a tax offset in Australia. So what's going to happen if you pay tax in the states? You're not going to claim an offset federally or vice versa. So it just becomes too much confusion, and this just becomes too complex, I think.
John Daly from the Grattan Institute gave me his thoughts on the new proposal.
I was very surprised. It's something which many people interested in Federation have argued for a long time, but I don't think anybody thought that it would actually happen. And the reason is that on the plus side, this very much makes states responsible for their own destiny. If a state wants to run a bigger, better health system, it can, but it'll have to run higher income tax rates accordingly. If it wants to run a smaller income tax take, then that's fine, but it's got to figure out how to make the costs fit. So it very much makes the states more responsible than they are at the moment. On the other hand, it does create a series of quite difficult problems. In particular for the Commonwealth, it means that next time there is a substantial economic downturn, and typically what the Treasury will want to do is say, well, in a downturn we want to effectively cut income taxes so that we stimulate the economy, that's the precise time at which the states are likely to say, our budgets are in trouble, we are going to increase income taxes. And, of course, that means that the Commonwealth Treasury no longer has the ability to stimulate the economy so easily as it does at the moment if there is a downturn. The other big issue it creates is between different states. Obviously, some states have lots more people who are on high incomes than others. So, in particular, South Australia and Tasmania have relatively lower incomes. And so the transfer by the Commonwealth towards them will probably have to become even bigger than it is at the moment, and that will doubtless cause even more political tension than it does at the moment.
With those examples, how workable would you think this system would be?
It's certainly workable. You can see, for example, various states in the United States have different rates of income tax. There are plenty of federations around the world where you've got the subunits, so what we call states, having different rates of income tax. And, of course, across Europe, you've got a whole series of countries with different rates of income tax. And absent the language barrier, relatively easy for people to move from one country to another.